You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extras Royals Edition, and we're joined as usual by Dick Cagle, MLB.com beat writer on the Royals. And it's got to have been a nice little fun stretch for anyone following baseball in Kansas City. Eight games behind the Tigers on June 21, and then now we look up, and they've caught them and passed them, and now they've got the harder job, which staying ahead of them and just being in for the long haul. Welcome aboard, Dick. How much fun has it been to see this nice run after the All-Star break?
Well, it's been great, Phil. A lot of excitement in Kansas City. There's a buzz around town, as you can imagine. Crowds are increasing. They had, a total of 90,000 people at Kauffman Stadium for the weekend for the Giants series, and of course they swept that. But they won eight in a row. They're hot. They've really turned it on. I mean, and. The amazing thing, Phil, is that they're doing all this without the guy who was our hottest hitter, Eric Hosmer, is out with a hand injury, and he might not be back till early September, if then.
Yeah, he got plunked by that pitch by John Lester back on July 20th, and at that time they weren't really playing very well, and it looked like how are they going to withstand this when they've been having trouble scoring runs Isn't that the crazy thing about baseball? You know, you put it out on write it out on paper, and the results never quite seem to follow, good or bad. You get nice surprises and bad ones. But what do you think the outlook is now for Hosmer? I see he's getting close to at least being checked out well on his broken hand and.
He hasn't even been able to start swinging yet, Phil, but he hopes to start that probably later in the week. We'll have to see on that. He's got to have more x-rays, more exams, that kind of thing.
Well, I know they've been...
They're optimistic he'll be back before too long. The good news is that in his absence, Billy Butler has really cranked it up. Billy was kind of on and off most of the season, and... kind of plugging along, everybody's wondering what happened to Billy. Well, suddenly Billy's now playing first base and doing a nice job of that, by the way. And he's hitting up a storm just like the old Billy Butler. So that's what's got everybody so pleased right now. Hosmer goes down, and all of a sudden Billy Butler really picks it up and gets going.
And the other day in one of these waiver trades that are possible in August, the Royals add Josh Willingham from the Tigers, a guy who has had a history of hitting for power. Now he's another option in that DH hole while Butler fills in for Hosmer. How was that welcomed in the clubhouse, a move like that to bring in a veteran?
Yeah, well, he came from the Twins, and the Twins really weren't using him all that much. Willingham, he's one of those guys that's, got an enormous amount of power. My gosh, he hit 35 home runs a couple of years ago. He's a guy that will really solidify, I think, the middle of their lineup. He's going to bat probably sixth round in there. And a good right-handed stick with Hosmer out and Butler playing first base, they really needed somebody to put in that DH slot. And they think he's a guy. He's a veteran guy. He's got a lot of power. He's a good team guy, good clubhouse guy, all that kind of stuff. He seems to be a good fit right now. And it's something they really needed with Hosmer out of the lineup. So he'll probably do most of DHing, and with Raul Ibañez also getting in there with his left-handed bat against some of the right-handers.
Hey, before we get away from that winning streak and the run into first place, it was capped by the 3-2 win over the A's Another really good start by Yordani Ventura. But speaking of style points, that backflip that Jared Dyson broke out there after catching the last out of that game, did you know that was coming? Is that something he had been doing spring training or showing off for other players? Did you know he had that in his arsenal?
No, I didn't. Gerard really threw a little surprise on us that day. You know, he's a very obviously a very athletic kid, a real speed demon, a great kid around the clubhouse. He's a lot of fun. And he just, for whatever reason, he decided that day he was going to do a backflip after the final out, you know, as he took first place. And as it happened, he caught the last out, and then he did the backflip. So cameras just happened to be on him as well. And but it's a lot of fun. I told him he looked like Ozzie Smith there doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And another number one on a Midwest team. I'm sure the Royals fans felt like maybe they had that coming after, you know, the other end of that rivalry. It'll be interesting to watch and see as the season goes on if we get more of those. Or, I know it's not the exact same kind of thing, but it's the same kind of exuberance, I think, that led Ron Santo to that heel click in 1969, and as teams look for things they can find to chew on, the Mets kind of turn that into a rallying cry against. And I don't know about you, I would hope that nobody makes too much of it and tries to turn it, you know, on Dyson and the Royals, because I mean, great personality, and let's let it flow. I'd like to see it some more.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I hope so, and you know, I don't think he's going to overdo it either, because he knows that other teams might take a dim view of it from time to time. But in fact, he said, "You won't see me do that all the time." He'll pick his spots on it, I'm sure.
Hey, one last thing before we get away on the Royals on the field. You mentioned that sweep of the Giants. It included a four-hit shutout by James Shields. I got to think, just in terms of pitching performance and leadership of a young staff and presence, I mean, this is exactly run like this, exactly what Dayton Moore and the Royals front office had in mind when they made that really you know, risky trade, I think, with Tampa Bay to go out and get him a couple of years ago.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, Shields has been a leader from the day he got to the Royals, and he's really turned it on, I'd say, his last seven or so starts. He's really been a nice flow, a nice groove. He's getting good results. And, you know, he's a guy that's been there before. He can kind of smell what's going on. He knows how to guide these guys. He knows how to pitch. And he's really going to turn it on, I think, as they go down the stretch here and kind of inspire these other guys simply by his performance as well as his words.
All right, Dick, thank you very much. This is Phil Rogers with MLB.com. We've been with Dick Cagle on MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.